请弟兄姊妹翻开启示录十四章。启示录十四章。
Revelation
14. 第十四章。
Chapter 14.
我们从第一节开始看起。
We're going to start from verse 1.
我又观看见羔羊站在锡安山，同他有十四万四千人，都有他的名和他父的名写在额上。
Then I looked and, behold, a lamb standing on Mount Zion, and with him 144,000 having his name and his father's name written on their forehead.
我听见从天上有声音，像众水的声音和大雷的声音，并且我所听见的好像弹琴的所弹的琴声。
And I hear a voice from heaven, like the voice of many waters, and like the voice of a loud thunder. And I heard the song of harpists playing their harps.
他们在宝座前，并在四活物和众长老前唱歌，仿佛是新歌。除了从地上买来的那十四万四千人以外，没有人能学这歌。
And they sang as it were a new song before the throne, before the four living creatures and the elders. And no one could learn the songs except the 144,000 who were redeemed from the earth.
这些人未曾沾染妇女，他们原是童身。羔羊无论往哪里去，他们都跟随他。他们是从人间买来的，做粗俗的果子归于神和羔羊。
They are the ones who were not defiled with women, for they are virgins.And these are those who follow the Lamb wherever he goes. These were the redeemed from among men, being first fruit to God and to the Lamb.
在他们口中查不出谎言来，他们是没有瑕疵的。
And in their mouth was found no guile, for they are without fault before the throne of God.
这里给我们看见一幅很特别的图画。
Here we can see a very unique image.
一个羔羊站在锡安山上，
There's a lamb standing on Mount Zion.
在他旁边有十四万四千人。
And besides them, there's 144,000.
这些人每一个人的额上都有羔羊的名字和他父亲的名字。
And on this 144,000, they have the name of the father and his name on their forehead.
这是不是一幅很奇特的图画？
Is this a unique image?
羔羊在圣经里面都给我们感觉是非常软弱的。
The lamb, in the Bible we understand that the lamb is very weak.
但现在羔羊呢却是站在锡安山上。
But now the lamb is standing on Mount Zion.
当我们读旧约的时候，我们知道锡安是大卫掌权的地方。
When we read the Old Testament, we understand Mount Zion is where David had authority.
这里的锡安不是地上的锡安，是天上的锡安。
The Mount Zion here is not the earthly Mount Zion, but the Mount Zion from heaven.
根据希伯来书十二章二十二节告诉我们，他说我们乃是来到锡安山，就是永生神的城邑，天上的耶路撒冷。
In Hebrews 12:22, it talks about the Mount Zion and the city of the living God and the heavenly Jerusalem.
但现在呢，羔羊站在锡安山上。换句话说，他现在在天上掌权了。
And now we see that the lamb standing on Mount Zion, or another way we can say he has authority in the heavens.
根据以赛亚书五十三章第七节告诉我们，他说，讲到我们的主，他像羊羔被牵到宰杀之地，又像羊在剪毛的人手下默默无声。
Isaiah 53 verse 7 says he was led out as a lamb to the slaughter, and a sheep before its shear is silent.
这一位羔羊顺服以至于死，但是现在呢，他却在天上掌权。
This lamb was obedient to his death, but now he has authority in the heavens.
因为腓立比书第二章告诉我们这个答案。
And we can find his answer in Philippians chapter 2.
他说到他自己，就讲到我们的主，他自己卑微，存心顺服以至于死，而且死在十字架上，就神将他升为至高。并给赐给他了超乎天、超乎万民之上的名，所以万气要向他跪拜，万口要向他承认，好把荣耀归给父神。
He talks about our Lord, he humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death, even death of the cross. Therefore God also has exalted him and given him the name which is above every name. That at every name of Jesus, every knee should bow, of those in heaven and of those on earth and those under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father.
所以你看见在属灵方面常常有很特别的对比。
So we can see in the spiritual realm there's often a unique contrast.
在人看一个软弱一个顺服的羔羊居然呢在天上掌权。
In human's eyes, we can see that the lamb is weak and obedient, but however, it has authority in heaven.
所以属灵的权柄是向着神软弱向着神顺服得来的。属灵的权柄 spiritual authority.
Oh, so the spiritual authority comes from God.
因为向着神他软弱他向着神他顺服。
Because he was meek with the Lord and he was obedient to God.
你记得在启示录第五章的时候你看见羔羊一个人站在宝座前面。
In Revelation chapter 5, we see there's a lamb that stands alone in the throne, in front of the throne.
但在这里呢，你看有144,000人跟他同站。
But here there's 144,000 that stands with him.
这里说到我们的主在十字架上的得胜，不是为了他自己。
Here we can see that here it demonstrates that our Lord dying on the cross did not die for himself.
因为他永远是得胜的。
Because he's always the victor.
他在十字架上的得胜乃是为着我们。
His victory on the cross was for us.
希伯来书第二章告诉我们，他要领我们众子一同进到荣耀里面去。
In Hebrews chapter 2 it says, For it was fitting for him for whom are all things and by whom are all things, in bringing many sons to glory, to make the author of their salvation perfect through suffering.
所以在这里你看见呢，有144,000人现在跟他一同在锡安山上在掌权了。
So now we see there's 144,000 that also has authority with him on Mount Zion.
但很奇妙，这144,000人头上有他的名，跟他父的名。
And on these 144,000's foreheads, there's his name and his father's name written on the forehead.
你知道，你看一个人的时候呢，你很容易就看到他的额头。
When you see someone, it's easily to see their forehead.
现在有名在他们的额头上。
And now there's a name on their forehead.
你就知道这有特别的原因。
Now we understand there's a special meaning to it.
你知道主耶稣曾经教导门徒祷告，他说：“我们在天上的父，愿人都尊你的名为圣。”
In the Lord's Prayer, it talks about our heavenly Father, hallowed be thy name.
所以这些人呢，都是尊神的名为圣的人。
So these are the people who
Hello. Hello. God's name.
Oh, these are people who I guess, hallow God's name?
Yeah.
Or honor or sanctify his name.
所以现在呢，他们有名在他的额头上。
So now they have a name on their forehead.
但是不仅如此，你记不记得在马拉基书第三章16-17节讲了一段话。
And not only so, also in Malachi, chapter 3, verse 16 and 17.
他在那个时候啊，敬畏耶华的人彼此谈论，耶华也侧耳而听，而且有纪念册呢，在他的前面记录那些敬畏他、思念他名的人。
Then those who feared the Lord spoke to one another, and the Lord listened to and heard them. So a book of remembrance was written before him for those who feared the Lord and who meditate on his name.
这里特别提到那些人是敬畏他，而且是思念他名的人。
Here it talks about those who fear him and also meditate his name.
他说：“万军之耶和华说，在我所定的日子，他们必属我，特特归我，我必连续他们，如同人连续服侍自己的儿子。”第十七节。
They shall be mine, said the Lord of hosts. On the day that I make them my jewels, and I will spare them as a man spared his own son who serves him.
所以现在这个时候到了，你看这些人要特别的、特特的归他，而且神要连续他，如同连续服侍自己的儿子。
And so the day has come where
第十七节
where on the day that I make them my jewels, and I will spare them as a man spares his own son who serves him.
所以你看这些人是敬畏神思念他名的人，现在跟羔羊一同站着，而且有他的名在上面。
So those who fear and also meditate on the Lord stand with the Lamb and has his name and his father's name on their forehead.
不仅如此，这些人也是按着神的旨意来行事的人。
Not only so, but these people were also obedient to the Lord.
你记不记得在马太福音第七章二十一节提到，
In Matthew chapter 7, verse 21,
主说，不是喊我主啊主啊的人都能进天国，只有那些遵行我父旨意的人才能进去。
It says that not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom of heaven, but those who does the will of my Father in heaven.
所以到那时候呢，有许多人来到主的面前说，主啊主啊，我们不是奉你的名传道赶鬼行义人吗？主说，我不认识你们这些作恶的人，离开我去吧。
Many will say to me on that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in your name, cast out demons in your name, and done many wonders in your name? And then I will declare to them, I never knew you, depart from me, you who practice lawlessness.
所以只有遵行父神旨意的人呢，他才能进天国。
Only those who are obedient to the will of God can enter into the heaven.
所以这些人呢，有羔羊的名和他父的名在额上。
So these people, they have their have his name and his father's name on their forehead.
说出了他们是主所宝贵的。
It illustrates that they are precious in front of the Lord.
对，因为他们遵行父神的旨意。
Because they follow the God's will.
因为他们常常以神的名为圣。
Because they sanctify the Lord's name.
对，因为他们常常敬畏神，思念他的名。
Because they fear him and meditate him.
名字不仅仅说出了他的拥有，名字也说出了他的彰显。
The name on the forehead not only indicates your possession, it also manifests the name.
对，所以你记不记得保罗在腓立比书一章二十节那边特别提到，他说：“或生或死，总要让基督在我里面照常显大。”
Paul says in Philippians 1, verse 20, says, "Christ will be magnified in my body, whether by life or by death."
所以你看见这些人呢？他们是属神、特别归神的人，他们也是呢彰显神的人。
So these 144,000, they not only belong to the Lord, but they also magnify God's name.
那这些人是谁呢
？Who are these 144,000?
所以你看见这些人呢，就是启示录十二章的那个男孩子，那些得胜者。
These people are actually what it talks about in Revelation chapter 12, verse 5, the male child that's mentioned in there. These are the overcomers.
对，他们是要用铁杖管辖万国的。
They will rule all the nations with a rod of iron.
他们被提到神的宝座上去了。
They will be caught up to God and His throne.
你知道最近我们有很多的这些灾难。
You know, recently there's a lot of
disaster.
A lot of disasters that are occurring.
但圣经上告诉我们呢，有更多的灾难，更大的灾难呢，要临到这个地上。
So in the Bible tells us there's more disasters and bigger disasters that will come to earth.
但神对得胜者有个应许。
But the Lord has a special permission with the overcomers.
这得胜者呢，在这些来到之前呢，他已经被提到宝座了。
These overcomers, they will be caught up into the throne, into the heavens before these disasters come.
所以如果我们是得胜者呢，我们就是在这一批的人，这些人里面。
So if we're an overcomer, then we'll be this group of
这里十四万四千人呢，是十二的倍数。
You know, 144,000 is a multiple of 12.
十二在圣经里面是一个完全的 perfect number, 是一个完全的数字。
The number 12 is a perfect number in the Bible.
所以它是指着历世历代呢所有的得胜者说的。
Through
the generation.
The 144,000 speaks of all the victors through the generations.
对。那这些得胜者，他们怎么能够胜过仇敌
？How do these victors overcome the enemy？
我们知道有三个原因。
We know there's three reasons。
也就是启示录十二章十一节所告诉我们的。
And it tells us in Revelation 12 verse 11。
他说：“弟兄胜过他，是因羔羊的血和自己所见证的道，他们虽至于死，也不爱惜自己的性命。”
Revelation 12:11 says, "And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony, and they did not love their lives to the death."
他们胜过仇敌，是因为他们认识血。
They can overcome the enemies because they understand the blood.
他们不是完全的人。
They understand they're not perfect.
但他们懂得这个血的宝贵。
So they know that the blood is precious.
所以我们要认识这个血的宝贵。
So we have to understand how precious this blood is.
希伯来书告诉我们，这个血能够洗净我们的良心，除去我们的死刑，好让我们能够侍奉这位永生的神。
In Hebrew, it tells us that this blood can purge your conscience from the dead work to serve the living God.
我们不仅要认识血，我们要认识我们所见证的道。
Not only we need to understand the blood, we also must understand the word of our testimony.
我们见证什么？
What do we testify?
见证基督是主。
We testify that Christ is Lord.
不仅见证，在我们不仅我们口中这样宣告。
Not only in our mouth we proclaim this.
更是从我们自己本身能够活出基督是主。
But also in our lives we can live out that to demonstrate that Christ is Lord.
换句话说呢，基督确实在我们身上掌权。
And we can see that Christ has authority in our lives.
不仅仅我们胜过仇敌。
Not only we have overcome the enemy.
我们也知道我们要胜过我们的肉体。
We also overcome our flesh.
所以呢，不爱惜自己的性命。
So these people did not love their lives.
所以这些人，他们事实上是胜过仇敌的人。
So these people, they have overcame the enemy.
他们也是胜过肉体的人。
And they overcame their flesh.
他们也是胜过世界的人。
And they overcame the world.
因为这个世界见证抵挡，说这个世界没有神。
Because the testimony of the world says there is no God.
但是呢，这些人呢，他们胜过世界。
But these people, they overcame the world.
因为在他们的身上呢，让人看见基督在他们身上掌权。
Because from their lives, you can see that Christ has authority over them.
所以你看见在这里呢，这些人个个都是属灵的勇士。
So from here, we can see every one of them are spiritual warriors.
他们胜过撒旦，胜过世界，也胜过自己的肉体。
They overcome Satan, they overcome the world, and they overcome themselves.
然后你到了第二节跟第三节的，你看见另外一幅图画。
In Revelation 14, verse 2 and 3, we see a different image.
在这里呢，你看见从天上有声音来。
And here we can hear some sound that comes from the heavens.
像众水的声音，像大雷的声音。
Like voice of many waters, like voice of loud thunder.
又像弹琴所弹的琴声。
And like the sound of harpists playing their harps.
然后这些人呢，他们在那里唱歌，唱新歌。
And these people, they sang a new song.
所以这些人呢，个个都会唱歌。
So every single one of these knew how to sing.
他们都会写诗。
So they knew how to write songs.
他们都会弹琴。
They knew how to play harps.
你们觉得这两幅图画是一个对比？
You see these two as a contrast to each other.
如果你是一个唱歌的人，如果你是个弹琴的人，你有什么特点？
If you're a singer and if you know how to play the harp, what's special about you?
这些人通常都是感情很丰富的人。
These people are usually very sensitive and full of emotion.
思想非常细腻。
They're very
sensitive.
They're very sensitive to their thoughts.
这些人你知道才能够写诗，才能唱诗。
So these people, they can write songs and sing songs.
但是做一个战士，你不能够太感情用事。
But if you're a warrior, you can't be very emotional.
你不能感情太丰富。
You can't be full of emotions.
你感情太丰富，你就不敢打仗了。
If you're full of emotions, then you fear to fight.
你也不能够心思太细。
And you can't be too sensitive.
你想太多了，你就不敢去打仗了。
If you think too much, then you'd be afraid to fight.
所以做一个战士，你必须怎么样呢？意志要坚强。
So if you're In order to be a warrior, you must have strong will.
号筒一吹，他就冲了。
When they hear the horn blow, they'll charge out.
但是你看，在圣经里面给我们看的这一幅图画，这些人呢，一方面他是战士，一方面他又是一个会唱歌、会弹琴的人。
But in the Bible, the image gives here is that on one hand they're a warrior, but on the other side, they're harpists and they can know how to play songs.
你看是不是很矛盾？是不是很强的对比？
Is there a contradiction here?
但是呢，属灵方面，这就是这么真实。
But in the spiritual realm, this is real.
最好的例子，大卫。
A perfect example is David.
知道大卫是一个弹琴的人。
We know David how to play harps.
大卫是一个写诗的人。
We know that David wrote songs.
所以撒母耳下23:1告诉我们说，大卫是以色列的美歌者。
In 2 Samuel 12, in 2 Samuel 23, verse 1, we understand that David is a sweet psalmist of Israel.
当扫罗王被恶魔恶灵所搅扰的时候，
when Saul was being distressed by evil spirits,
他的仆人就劝他说，你到以色列去找一个很会弹琴的来帮你弹琴。
And his servant suggested to him that for him to find a harpist from Israel.
结果他们找到了大卫。
And they found David.
所以大卫来以后一弹琴，那扫罗就舒服了。
After David arrived, when he played his harp, Saul felt better.
所以你看，一个会弹琴的人，让人家会非常舒服的。
So one who knows how to play the harp knows how to comfort people.
但大卫还不止这样。
But David's not only so.
因为如果我们弹琴的时候，不但听的人舒服，可能撒旦坐那边也很舒服。
Because sometimes when we play the harps, maybe the listener is comforted, but maybe Satan's also comforted.
但大卫一弹琴呢，恶魔就跑掉了。
But when David plays the harps, the evil spirit leaves.
所以你看见这里有属灵的能力。
So we see here that there's spiritual power here.
为什么它会成为众水的声音？
So here is where we see the voice of many waters.
因为众水的声音是带着能力的。
Because the voice of many water comes with power.
你去过尼加拉瓜瀑布，你就知道什么叫做众水的声音。
If you've been to Niagara Falls, you know what the sound of many water.
但是大卫不仅仅是以色列的美歌者，不仅仅他会弹琴。
But David is not only just the sweet psalmist of Israel, not only a harpist.
他也是一个勇士。
He's also a warrior.
他在放羊的时候，你看一下子就来了熊，来了狮子。
When he's shepherding the sheep, oftentimes there can come lions and bears.
就把这些羊给衔走了。
They'll take away these lambs.
但是大卫是一个好牧人。
But David being a good shepherd.
如果不是好牧人，自己也跑了。
If it was bad shepherds, they would have ran away themselves.
大卫是个好牧人，所以他就去追，把那个羊追回来。
David was a good shepherd, so he chased after them for the lamb.
那有的时候这些狮子或熊就来攻击他。
So sometimes these lions and bears might attack him.
他就把这些打死了。
So he strike them down.
他有这些经历，他没有告诉人。
He had these experiences, but he didn't tell people.
那有的时候我们有一点点得胜经历，好像全部的人都知道了。
Sometimes we have a little bit of experience of the overcoming. Everybody, we tell everyone.
他是一直等到那哥利亚来打仗的时候呢，他才说出来的。
He only mentioned these when Goliath came to attack them.
因为当时哥利亚出来要宣战的时候呢，以色列人全部跑掉了。
Because when Goliath came to declare war, the Israelites ran away.
只有大卫愿意去征战。
Only David is willing to face him.
人家看他太幼小了，不敢派他出去。
They see that he is still young. They were afraid to send him out.
他才把他这个经历讲出来。
Then he mentioned his experiences.
大卫为什么能够成为一个战士，又成为一个美歌者？
How can David be a warrior and also a sweet psalmist?
你从他所写的诗，你可以看得出来。
You can see it from his songs.
诗篇27篇是大卫所写的。
Psalms 27 is written by David.
27篇第四节，大卫有个祷告。
In Psalms 27 verse 4, there's a prayer.
他有一件事我曾求问耶和华，我仍在寻求，就是一生一世住在耶和华的殿中，瞻仰他的荣美，在他的面前向他求问。
And David says that one thing I desire of the Lord, that will I seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple.
这是大卫的秘密。
This is the secret of David.
就大卫他在牧羊的时候，他懂得怎么来亲近神。
So when David was shepherding his sheep, he knew how to become closer to God.
他常常默想神的话。
He often meditates on the Lord's words.
他与神有很亲密的关系。
There's a close relationship between him and God.
所以他懂得怎么样来写诗。
So he knows how to write songs.
你知道琴声是代表我们里面深处的感觉。
You know, the sound of the harps represents what we feel deep inside of us.
因为他有这样的经历，所以他能够发表。
Because he had this experience, so he can express them.
他也知道神借着环境在训练他做个勇士。
He also knew that God is using his environments to train him becoming a warrior.
所以每一次像这些狮子熊来的时候，他都懂得怎么来依靠神。
So when these lions and these bears come, he knew how to rely on the Lord.
他知道神怎么样能够保守他。
He knows that God will keep him.
他知道怎么经历神的能力。
He knows how to experience God's power.
经历神的信实。
And experience God's faith.
你知道，很多时候我们以为大卫的日子可能蛮好的。
Oftentimes we think that that David had a really good life.
但是你读诗篇二十七篇第十节，你就晓得。
But in Psalms 27 verse 10, you understand.
他说：“我的父母离弃我，耶和华却收留我。”
It says, "When my father and mother forsake me, the Lord will take care of me."
那从小他家里面有许多的哥哥。
And in his childhood, there's a lot of brothers and siblings in his family.
但是他的父母没有派这些哥哥们出去牧羊。
His father and mother did not send his brothers out into to be the shepherd.
把大卫送出去了。
But they sent David to be the shepherd.
你知道，在外面牧羊是非常危险的。
It is very dangerous to be a shepherd.
你知道，很多时候我们落在这样的光景里面，我们里面会生出恨来。
Oftentimes, when we're surrounded by this kind of circumstance, we may have a lot of hate in ourselves.
我们可能会恨神。
We may hate God.
我们甚至恨自己。
We maybe hate ourselves.
我们也恨周围的人。
And we hate everyone around us.
但大卫在这个环境里面呢，他反而把他的心转向了神。
However, for David, in these circumstances, he turned his heart towards God.
所以他成为一个战士，他也成为一个美歌者。
So he becomes a warrior and also a sweet psalmist.
这些十四万四千人都是这样的人。
This 144,000 that he speaks of here are all like him.
他们都在这里唱新歌，没有人可以学这歌的。
And they all sing a new song that no one can learn except this 144,000.
因为这些歌都是从经历里面来的。
Because the song comes from experience.
所以你学也学不来的。
So you can't learn this.
你知道，以弗所书第二章第十节告诉我们一句话。
In Ephesians chapter 2 verse 10, it tells us this.
他说我们原是神手中的工作，在基督耶稣里造成的，为要叫我们行善，就是神所预备叫我们行的。
For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them.
你看，我们都是神手中的工作。
We are all workmanship in his hand.
这个字原文，就是希腊文，是什么意思呢？
In the original text, what does workmanship mean in Greek?
这个字的字根就是诗的意思，写一首诗的诗。
The root of this word means song.
换句话说，我们都是神手中的一首诗。
In another word, we can say we are all a psalm in work in God's hand.
神兴起各样的环境，把我们做成一首诗。
God uses all kinds of environments to create us into a psalm.
有的时候，神把我们带到死荫的幽谷。
Sometimes we walk, God brings us to the valley of shadow and death.
有时候把我们带到青草地上。
Sometimes He brings us to the green pastures.
所以你看，有的时候我们好像来到了山上。
So oftentimes we feel like we're up on the top of a mountain.
有的时候我们又来到谷中。
Sometimes we feel like we're in the valley.
所以你看，我们的一生呢，就这样起起伏伏的。
So our lives full of up and downs.
那有一天我们就变成了一首诗了。
And one day we're going to become the song.
你看，如果我们都喜欢我们过很平顺的生活。
We would all like to have a very very calm, smooth life.
但一个平顺的生活，你看那歌好听吗？就不好听了。
Now, if there's a song that was very calm, then there's no variety to it, and it becomes very boring.
所以要为着我们的各样的环境来感谢神。
So we must use all we must thank God in all situations and environment.
经过这个以后呢，我们也能唱新歌。
So after these experiences, we can also sing a new song.
因为别人学不会的。
That others don't know how to learn.
那这里的歌到底是什么样的歌呢？
What kind of song is this that they sang here?
你记得所罗门有神的智慧。
So you understand that Solomon has wisdom of God.
他 他写了箴言三千句，诗歌一千零五首。
And he wrote, he wrote three thousand proverbs and one thousand five songs.
最好的一首诗叫做《歌中之歌》。
The best song was called the Song of Songs.
歌中之歌雅歌就是里面的内容就是写爱。
The Song of Songs talks about love.
因为没有一个题目，诗歌的题目比爱更高。
Because there's no song that means more than love.
没有一个诗歌它的题目比爱更深。
There's no song that can have a deeper meaning than love.
所以这些人经历了神的爱，而且呢，他们也爱神。
Therefore, these people, they have experienced God's love, and they also love God.
所以他们唱的这首歌呢，就是一个爱的歌。
So when they sing this song, it's a song about love.
你知道我们都不认识爱。
You know, none of us knows love.
人的爱不是真正的爱。
The love that comes from man is not real love.
我们认识爱是因为从神来的。
We know love because it comes from God.
你就在约翰三章，约翰福音三章十六节讲了，神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
In John 3:16 says, For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life.
因着这个神的爱，我们才经历了神。
Because of God's love, that's the only way for us to experience God.
但是约翰一书三章十六节还有另外一句话。
But in 1 John 3:16, there's also another phrase.
主为我们舍命，从此我们才知道什么叫做爱，我们也当为弟兄舍命。
By this we know love, because he laid down his life for us, and we also ought to lay down our lives for the brethren.
所以我们经历到神的爱。
So we experience God's love and the Lord's love.
不仅我们经历了这个爱，这个爱也进到我们里面，成为我们的生命。
Not only do we experience this love, but this love enters us and becomes our life.
所以在罗马书五章五节告诉我们，他说圣灵把神的爱浇灌在我们里面。
So in Romans 5:5 says that the love of God has been poured out in our hearts by the Holy Spirit who was given to us.
所以这个爱在我们里面呢，成了我们的生命。
So this love in us becomes our life.
那哥林多后书第五章也告诉我们。
And in 2 Corinthians verse 5, it also tells us,
他说原来基督的爱在我们里面激励我们。我们想一人既替众人死，众人就都死，叫我们活的人不再为自己活，乃是为那替我们死而复活的主活。
For the love of Christ constrains us, because we judge thusThat if one died for all, then all died. And he died for all, that those who live shall live no longer for themselves, but for him who died for them and rose again.
所以你看见这些人呢，他们经历了神的爱，他们也被爱激励去爱神。
So you can see that these people have experienced God's love, and it constrains them so that they love others.
这些人从来没有沾染妇女，他们原是童身。
These are the ones who are not defiled with women, for they are virgins.
你知道我们这些人原来都是被世界、被罪所玷污的人。
We know we are all defiled by the world and by sin.
但是呢，当我们被主的宝血洗净以后呢，我们就成为童女。
But when we are washed clean by the blood of Christ, we become virgins.
所以哥林多后书十一章告诉我们。
In 2 Corinthians chapter 11, it tells us,
他说我为你们起的愤恨原是神那样的愤恨，因为我曾把你们许配一个丈夫，要把你们如同真觉的童女献给基督，我只怕你们的心或偏于邪，失去那像基督所纯一清洁的心，就像蛇用诡诈诱惑了夏娃一样。
For I am jealous for you with a godly jealous, for I have betrothed you to one husband, that I may present you as a chaste virgin to Christ. But I fear lest somehow, as the serpent deceived Eve by his craftiness, so your minds may be corrupted from the simplicity that is in Christ.
因为我们本来就好像童女，我们被宝血洗净了，是献给基督，
Because when we're washed by the blood of Christ, we become virgins so that we can be for Christ.
对，可是当我们常常容易被其他的环境被撒旦引诱，使我们的心不向着神这么的单纯。
But oftentimes we are deceived by Satan so that our hearts are no longer pure.
但这些人呢，向着神有一个纯洁的心。
But this 144,000 has a pure heart towards God.
所以他们在神的眼中呢，是特别的那种童女 virgin.
So they are a special virgin in God's eye.
你知道，一个人纯洁的心、清心的人是有福的，因为他们必得见神。
Because we know, blessed are those who are pure in heart, for they shall see God.
因为他们的心是一直向着神这么单纯，所以他们常常的见神的面。
Because their heart is pure, so they often come to God and they see God.
所以他们能够做初熟的果子归于神和羔羊。
So they can be the first fruit for God and the Lamb.
你知道，基督徒的生命在圣经里面常常用麦子来形容的。Christian's life.
A Christian's life is often described as a wheat.
对。你知道，在一片麦田里面，在大量的麦子成熟之前呢，总是有一些少数的麦子先成熟的。
In a wheat field, there's oftentimes a small number of wheat that matures first.
这些初熟的麦子呢，是要带到神的面前，带到殿里面献给神的。
And these
first fruits.
These first fruits are to be to be brought into the temple for God.
对。那为什么这些少数的麦子会成熟，比别的麦子早熟呢？
How can these wheat be mature faster than the rest of the wheat that's out there?
因为他们是常常向着太阳，被阳光所照射的，所以它早熟了。
Because they have a lot of sun that shine upon them, so they mature faster.
就属灵来讲，我们的主是公义的太阳。
Spiritually, we can say that our God is a righteous sun.
所以常常有纯洁的心向着主见主面的人呢，生命就早熟。
So as with a pure heart, we come in front of God often. Our spiritual lives will mature faster.
所以哥林多后书3:18告诉我们，他说我们众人既然敞着脸得以看见主的荣光，就好像从镜子里反照，渐渐变成主的形状。荣上加荣，如同从主的灵变成的。
In 2 Corinthians chapter 3 verse 18 says, But we all with unveiled face behold as in a mirror the glory of the Lord, are being transformed into the same image from glory to glory, just as by the Spirit of the Lord.
所以这些人成了初熟的果子，能够归给神和羔羊。
So these people, they become the first fruit that belongs to God and the Lamb.
羔羊无论往哪里去，他们都跟随。
And wherever the Lamb goes, they will follow.
你要跟随主，你必须怎么样？舍己背十字架来跟随。
In order to follow God, you must deny yourself and carry the cross.
你知道，在旧约圣经里面提到以诺这个人非常特别的。
You know, in the Old Testament, it talks about a special person named Enoch.
在创世第五章里面看到，他记载了好多的人。
In the Genesis chapter 5, there's a lot of generations that's been listed.
那他们出生，然后呢，他们生了孩子，然后就死了。
They were born and they had children and they passed away.
但在第五章呢，特别记到有一个人，他还没有死就被提了。
And in chapter 5 you see there's one special person that did not die but was brought up to the heavens.
以诺很特别的一个人。
Enoch is very special.
他65岁的时候生了一个儿子。
When he was 65, he had a son.
神给他一个启示。
God gave him a revelation.
他这个儿子死的时候，洪水就来了。
And God told him that when this son passes away, there should be a great flood.
换句话说，一个大的审判要来。
In other words, we can say there's a great judgment that will come.
所以他给这个儿子起名叫马土沙拉。
So therefore, he gave the son name Methuselah.
因为马土沙拉的意思就是说呢，他死的时候洪水要来。
Because the meaning of Methuselah was that when he passes away, a great flood shall come.
当他有了这个启示以后，他马上开始跟神同行了。
When he had this revelation, he starts to walk with God.
你知道是。他与神同行，不是神与他同行。
We must understand that he walked with God, and God, not God walked with him.
很多时候我们希望神与我们同行。
Oftentimes we wish that God can walk with us.
我们无论往哪里去，我们都说神啊，你跟我一起走。
No matter where we go, we say, Hey, God, follow me.
但真正与神同行的是你与神同行。
But those people who actually walk with God actually walks with God.
阿摩斯书第三章告诉我们，二人若不同心，怎么同行？
In Amos chapter 3 it says, can two walk together unless they agree?
所以我们除非要有耶稣基督的心为心，才能够与他同行。
Therefore, we must have the heart of Christ in order to walk with him.
我们知道以诺这个人的名字有两个意思。
We know the name Enoch has two meanings.
有一个就是说到奉献。
One talks about devotion.Or offering.
为什么他可以跟神同行三百年？因为他是个奉献的。
How can he walk with God for 300 years? It's because he offers.
所以我们要把我们的身体献上，当做活祭。
So we must offer our lives up as a living sacrifice.
另外一个他名字的意思呢，就是管教。
Another meaning for his name is discipline.
所以他是一个接受神管教的人。
So he's one who receives discipline from God.
所以他不仅仅看到他儿子的死的时候有洪水要来。
Not only did he see the revelation that when his son passes away, there should be a great flood.
而且你读犹大书，你看见了，他看见主第二次来。
But if you read Jude, you will see that he saw the revelation of second coming of Christ.
他说，主要与千万的圣者同来，要来审判了。
Because in Jude, it says that he sees the Lord comes with 10,000 of his saints.
所以你看见这样的一个人，他能够与神同行。
So we can see that this kind of person can walk with God.
他与神同行，你看他里面就开始慢慢改变了。
When he walked with God, it changed him slowly inside of him.
你知道一个圣洁的神，啊，你要跟他同行，你必须圣洁的。
We know that if we know that God is holy and to walk with him, we must also be holy.
神是公义的，所以你跟他同行，你必须公义的。
God is just, so to walk with him, you must also be just.
所以与神同行的结果呢，他这个人就慢慢磨成神儿子的形状。
So to walk with God, slowly he became more and more like the Son of God.
Conformed to his image.
Oh, he conformed to his image.
对。带下来的结果呢，就第五节讲了，他们口中查不出谎言来，他们是没有瑕疵的。
And the result is as it's mentioned in Revelation 14, verse 5, that and in their mouth was found no guile, for they are without fault before the throne of God.
所以这些人羔羊无论往哪里去，他们都跟随，所以他们呢，就慢慢就有了他的形状。
So no matter where the lamb went, they followed. So slowly, they conformed to his image.
所以他们就有了公义圣洁的生活。
So they have a righteous and holy life.
他们所说的是他们所是的。
What they do, what they say is what they do, or what they are, what they are.
对。然后你看见就是说他们的见证就会带着能力。
And then you will see their testimony is with power.
所以我们知道今天。主回来日子近了。
We understand that the second coming of Christ is near.
第一批的得胜者很快就要被提了。
The first group of the overcomers will be brought up soon.
如果我们忠心，我们有机会就是这一批人里面的一个。
If we're loyal, if we're faithful, then we will be one of these first group that was brought up to Christ.
但是首先我们需要是一个奉献的人。
But first we must be one who gives up offering.
我们需要是一个接受他管教的人。
We must be one who receives his discipline.
我们要有基督耶稣的心为心。
We must have the heart of Christ as our heart.
我们不断地与主同行。
So we continually walk with God.
靠着主的恩典，我们也能够成为这144,000人里面的一个。
And by the grace of God, we can become one of this 144,000.
我们低头一起祷告。
Let's pray together.
主，我们谢谢你，你在这样一个特别的时候，主你把这些特别的话再来赏给我们。主为的就是鼓励我们，靠着你的恩典。主，我们也能够成为得胜者。主，我们谢谢你，你的话从来没有落空。主，你的话语一发出，主啊，就要 成就你自己的旨意。主，今天不是靠着我们自己的努力我们能够做成什么，主，来一切都是你的恩典。主，我们愿意重新把我们自己再奉献在你的手中，主，愿意有一个柔软的心接受你在我们身上的管教。主，所有临到我们的环境都是为了造就我们，鞭策我们能够来到你的面前，更多的亲近你，更多的来顺服你。主，愿你今天保守你的话在我们每一个人的身上，好让我们在这最后这一段还给我们的时间里面，让我们能够忠心向前，靠着你的恩典，主，能够做成在我们身上所要做成的。主，我们真的是只有把感谢敬拜归给你，因为这都是你所做成的。我们谢谢你今天早晨与我们同在，也给我们这些美好的话语，把荣耀和赞美都归给你。祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.